Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast, and with me today is...
Your daughter, me, Shelley.
Mm-hmm. And we're talking about Iran in the Bible.
Yeah.
Because Iran's been in the news.
And
Jesus said, watch those nations when they come. So we're obeying Jesus.
Yes.
He said, watch those nations when they come into their prophetic places. So we're reading a lot from a book that I helped Lester Sumrall write in 1980. And it was written during the time when we had our hostages. American hostages were held 444 days by Iranians.
Yes.
So now we have Iranians, the Ayatollahs, and now we have Iranians in the news again with Ahmadinejad. Now, the people of Iran, there are many people here in the United States that ran away. We're going to be talking about what happened when their government was taken over by Ayatollah Khomeini, the very evil and wicked Ayatollah Khomeini. But now we're back in Bible. We'll talk about that this week or next. But right now we're in Bible. We're looking at Iran in the Bible. Now, when Abraham came down into the land, he came out of, he had been in the place where Iran, present-day Iran, Persian Iraq, Ur of the Chaldees is where he was. And when he came out of there, God called him into the land of Canaan. And then he came down in there and read, Shelley, Genesis 13, verse 1 and 2.
1 and 2. Okay. And Abraham went up out of Egypt, he and his wife, and all that he had. And Lot was with him into the south. And Abram was very rich in cattle, in silver, and in gold.
Now go down to verse 5.
Verse 5. And Lot also, which went with Abram, had flocks and herds and tents. And the land was not able to bear them, that they might dwell together. For their substance was great, so that they could not dwell together.
And there came strife over that.
Yes.
Verse 7.
And there was a strife between the herdmen of Abram's cattle and the herdmen of Lot's cattle. And the Canaanite and the Perizzite dwelleth then in the land.
So Abram said to Lot, you choose, this land is not going to feed all of our, they were so rich, not going to feed all of the blessings that we've been blessed with, so we're going to have to divide up and go different places. And of course, Lot looked and he chose the best land. And read verse 12.
In verse 12, Abram dwelleth in the land of Canaan, and Lot dwelleth in the cities of the plain, and pitched his tent toward Sodom. But the men of Sodom were wicked and sinners before the Lord exceedingly. And the Lord said unto Abram, after that Lot was separated from him, lift up now thine eyes, and look from the place where thou art northward and southward and eastward and westward. For all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it.
Okay, now we'll just stop right there. So they he went towards Sodom, Lot did. People were wicked there. Now, chapter 14, start reading.
And it came to pass in the days of Amraphel, king of Shinar.
Shinar, I like
or
to
Shinar, Arachok, king of Elisar. Then how do you pronounce
that? Chedorlaomer.
Chedorlaomer. Thank you.
That's the way I pronounce it. I'm not sure it's right.
Well, I think that's a great way to pronounce it. King of...
What?
Elam. And Tidal, king of nations.
Okay. So this conglomerate of kings, what do they do?
Well, they made war with Bera, king of Sodom, and with Bersha, king of Gomorrah, Shinab, king of Admah, and...
And some other kings.
Other kings,
yes. All right, verse 3.
And verse 3, all these were joined together in the Vale of Siddim, which is the Salt Sea.
12 years now, they had served Chedorlaomer. Now Chedorlaomer, he's king of Elam. Where is Elam?
Present day Iran.
Iran. But these kings that he's going to come down and war with, he has been charging them, they've been having to pay him... Taxes. And he's way up there in Iran, and they're way down there in what's present-day Israel and other places, and they rebel.
Yes.
And they say, we're not going to do it anymore. So in verse 5, in the 14th year came Chedorlaomer and the kings that were with him and smote these other kings that they have attacked.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they did this, Chedorlaomer, verse 9, the king of Elam and all of his other kings with him, they came down into this valley. And verse 11, read that, Shelley.
And the vale of Siddim.
No, verse 11.
Oh, verse 11. And they took all the goods of Sodom and Gomorrah and all their victuals and went their way.
But there they made a mistake.
Uh-oh. And they took Lot, Abram's brother's son, who dwelt in Sodom, and his goods, and departed.
So they came down to fight the kings who had rebelled against them and didn't want to pay the tariff anymore. But when they took Sodom, they also took Lot.
Uh-oh.
Now they have defeated five kings and their vast armies, but they made a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
They took the nephew of God's anointed man.
That's right.
So, what did they do? What did he do?
Well,
verse 13, read it.
And there came one that had escaped and told Abram the Hebrew, for he dwelt in the plain of Mamre, the Amorite, brother of Eshcol.
Oh, so what did he do? Go verse 14 when he heard it.
And when Abram heard that his brother was taken captive, he armed his trained servants, born in his own house, 318.
How many?
318.
And they're going to go after their armed, their servants,
mm-hmm.
armed servants, and they're going to go after five kings' armies. All right.
Mm-hmm.
And he divided himself against them and his servants by night and smote them and pursued them unto Hobah, which is on the left hand of Damascus. Now, they've come, he's down at Hebron.
Right.
But he takes out after them. That's pretty far south in get out your Bible map and look at it.
In Israel.
And he's going to chase them all the way up to Damascus in Syria because they've got his nephew. And so what happened? Did he win? Who won? You read verse 16.
And he brought back all the goods and also brought again his brother Lot and his goods and the women also and the people.
So they beat him.
Yes.
And they spoiled him.
Yep.
And they brought back Lot, and somebody met them on the way back.
Uh-huh.
Verse 17.
And the king of Sodom went out to meet him after his return from the slaughter of Chedorlaomer.
Mm-hmm.
And the kings that were with him at the valley of Sheva, which is the king's dale. And Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine. And he was the priest of the Most High God. And he blessed him and said, "Blessed be Abram of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth. And blessed be the Most High God, which hath delivered thine enemies into thy hand." And he gave him tithes of all.
So we see here that on his way back from defeating these kings, he meets Melchizedek. Now, Melchizedek is, according to Jewish history, and they have history, they've been writing ever since Bible times. Melchizedek, Melchi is king. Tzedek is righteous. So it's a title, a
yes.
righteous king, Melchizedek.
Mm-hmm.
And he's king of Salem.
Mm-hmm.
This is the first mention of the place in the Bible that we call Jerusalem, Yerushalayim.
Mm-hmm.
So there, his title is Melchizedek. His name is Shem. This is the son of Noah.
Yes.
Shem, according to Jewish history, is Melchizedek. He was the king of righteousness. He was in Salem, and there he had a school. He
yes.
had a yeshiva.
Right.
And he taught people. He's the son of Noah. He knows about God.
Right.
He stays with God. So he meets, and he brings bread and wine, the covenant food, to Abraham when he's coming back, and Abraham gives to Melchizedek tithes. Now, this is particularly interesting to me. Because Chedorlaomer, remember Chedorlaomer
That's
was
right.
the chief king that had brought these armies down there. And Chedorlaomer is the king. Look at verse 1 of chapter 14. He's the king of what?
Elam.
Elam. He's the king of Elam. So Elam is Shem's son.
Mm-hmm.
That means Chedorlaomer mm-hmm. is his grandson.
Yep.
So Abraham has defeated and killed Chedorlaomer. He has killed Melchizedek's grandson.
Mm-hmm.
But Melchizedek still, He goes with the Most High God. He knows us what's right is right. Mm-hmm. And he then blesses.
Yes.
The Bible says he blesses Abraham.
Yes.
So here we find Elam, Iran, in the Bible very early on. And I'm going to be reading to you again here from the book of, from this book. So God gave Abraham, this is writing from,
Lester Sumrall's.
God gave Abraham power over the kings from his homeland. That's where he had come from.
Mm-hmm.
This is witnessed by Melchizedek's blessing given when he met Abraham upon his victorious return. And I'm reading now from the Bible. And Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine, and he was the priest of the Most High God. And he blessed him, mm-hmm. Abraham, and said, Blessed be Abram of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth, and blessed be the Most High God, which hath delivered thine enemies into thy hands. And he gave him tithes of all. Genesis 14, 18 through 20. This first step into biblical history for Iran was when it faced the man of God, Abraham, and its king, Chedorlaomer, was destroyed. So we see Iran back in Bible prophecy. Bless the Lord.
Yes.
Now, we're going to see it again if you'll turn to the book of Daniel. Oh my, is it ever in the book of Daniel.
Hmm.
We know that Daniel was, this is not exactly the next time that we find it in the Bible, but this is a time when we find it there. And Daniel was, of course, carried off into captivity. And this will be kind of a coming into some of our prophetic things. Shelley, have you got Daniel there?
Mm-hmm.
Daniel was carried off early because the Jews had disobeyed God and they were going to be carried off into captivity. And Daniel and a lot of the young brightest were carried off early. And you know the story of Daniel. He was supposed to eat the king's dainties, but the king put him in Bible school. And in that Bible school, not Bible school, the king put him in the school, excuse me, dear me, not Bible school. He was, Daniel was one of the royal, well, we'll talk more about this tomorrow. We've only got 1 minute left. I better straighten all this up tomorrow. In the meantime, you might want to read Daniel chapter 1 and Daniel chapter 2 and come back with us tomorrow.
Nice homework assignment.
We give a test on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
But we're offering this week the Holy War Jihad Time Bomb in the Middle East. And we're particularly looking at Iran in Bible prophecy. So you can just call us at 1-800-972-3447 and get this book, The Holy War Jihad Time Bomb in the Middle East by Lester Sumrall. I helped him with the original part of this book. They've changed some of it. And I'll put a little thing in there about the part that I think is not right. But most of it is right. Most of it is right.
Good.
And just a little bit the things like they called the Druze Druids. Well, that's not right. But anyway, bless the Lord. You can get the book and most of it is right. And it is $5 plus shipping.
What a deal.
Shalom, shalom.
Shalom.